critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey guys, what is up? Kathy Gibbons here. Welcome back to another episode of the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Okay, so let's start off with a quick review of a fallacy we covered earlier this season, the what's the harm fallacy. All right, you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember the what's the harm fallacy? All right, so the what's the harm fallacy happens when someone argues that an action or belief is acceptable or justifiable because it doesn't cause any harm. They're not actually giving you a reason for why we should do it, though. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing the what's the harm fallacy is this. It may not hurt, but is there any proof that it will help? All right, if you want to review or hear more about the what's the harm fallacy, go back and check out episode 157. If you're a parent like me, your hope is that your children will grow up to develop an unshakable faith, to be followers of Christ and live out His call on their lives in a way that glorifies God. But you also know that our kids live in a world that can make it really hard to follow Christ. Did you know that the newest research shows that only 2% of Gen Z holds a biblical worldview? Well, your teen does not have to be part of that statistic. You and I know the power and the importance of passing a strong biblical worldview on to our kids. That's why I am ecstatic to introduce you to Summit Ministries. At Summit Student Conferences, your teen will continue to build a solid foundation rooted in a biblical perspective. During their two-week conferences, students get to tackle complex issues head-on. Your teen will be personally guided by top Christian thinkers and apologists who will illuminate the truth of their faith. My own daughter is attending this summer, and I cannot wait to hear about her experience. Your teen is going to cultivate a deep understanding of their own beliefs, and they'll also get to enjoy some super cool activities. They're going to develop friendships with like-minded teens who share their passion for God. In short, Summit builds faith that lasts a lifetime. So if you have a teen or a child or a student between the ages of 16 and 22, have them check out Summit for 2 weeks this summer. They can go either to Georgia or Colorado. And if you register before March 31st, you will get to lock in the early bird rate with a $200 discount. And you can save another additional $200 with my exclusive code BrainCell24. So yes, put that in for promo code BrainCell24 and you'll get in another $200 off. So if you want to learn more, just go to summit.org/BrainCell or click the link in the show notes. Okay, guys, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the shoehorning fallacy. Now, it'll probably be helpful first to define our terms. Have you ever seen a shoehorn? I've seen some that are kind of long, but it's a little plastic or metal device that's used to help you get the heel of your foot into a pair of shoes or boots. You may have seen someone use one before. Now, if we were to use that word as a verb, to shoehorn something means that you're trying to force it into an inadequate space. Like, for instance, to use that in a sentence, I could say, all those people were shoehorned into cramped corners. Okay, so that's what the word shoehorn means. So the shoehorn fallacy happens when someone tries to fit current events into a belief or an idea that they hold, regardless of whether it actually fits in with the belief or idea. So here's a simple example of what shoehorning sounds like. Your eccentric Aunt Janine comes up to you at the family reunion and says, "Did you know that this blizzard we're having right now is because Saturn and Jupiter are lined up in the sky for the first time in 273 years? I read all about it in the astrology column this morning." Okay, do you see the fallacy? Aunt Janine is a believer in astrology, so she's very open to making current events fit into that belief, whether or not it actually fits. Is it blizzarding outside because Saturn and Jupiter are lined up? Or is it blizzarding because it's March in Colorado and that happens every year? And by the way, I do know that it's kind of a silly example because there probably would not be a family reunion in the middle of a blizzard, but whatever, it's just a made-up example. So shoehorning is actually something that's kind of common for people to do because of how our brain works, because we all have biases, right? When we hold certain beliefs or ideas, we tend to subtly look for things that support those ideas. And if we're not careful, we can shoehorn things into fitting our beliefs and ideas, even when they don't actually fit. Now, another common place that shoehorning can happen is with biblical prophecy. Sometimes people who are really into studying Bible prophecy can have a tendency to think that everything that's happening around the world is in direct fulfillment to specific biblical prophecy. For instance, I remember back in 1999, and yes, I was alive way back in the 1900s, but anyways, in 1999, the big concern was something called Y2K, and what that stood for is year 2000. So this was in all the news, and the news was that the computers were not going to recognize the year 2000 when the time changed at midnight on New Year's Eve, and it was going to result in all kinds of chaos because the computers were going to shut down and everything was going to shut down. Well, there's all kinds of doomsday predictions happening. Some people were stocking up on food and water. Others were saying the banks and the stores were all going to shut down. It was a whole thing, y'all. There were also those that were saying that this Y2K event was all part of biblical prophecy and was going to usher in the end times. It was kind of crazy. And I will just tell you this, it was the most anticlimactic New Year's ever. Everyone was on pins and needles to see what chaos was going to ensue after the clock struck midnight, and nothing happened. The computers were fine and life went on as usual. Now, I'm not saying that the things that we see are not part of biblical prophecy. Obviously, these things are going to be fulfilled at some point. But I am saying that we need to use wisdom and discernment and beware of not trying to shoehorn everything into a particular belief. So the question to ask yourself if you think someone is committing the shoehorning fallacy is this: is that really why this is happening? Yep, super simple, right? Is that really why this is happening? All right, y'all, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast.